B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's talk a little morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, welcome to Morning Thoughts, where we divulge the first thing we're thinking because it's the most honest. All right, I was thinking, what am I going to say about Nick Sirianni?
We may have had a similar thought.
Right? I go, I don't know. You know, I go, Nick Sirianni, I don't know what to say. How do I feel? Right? How do I feel? I don't know what to say. I want to be optimistic. Like, I want to believe that Nick Sirianni is everything we kind of think he could be if we look at it optimistically.
Right.
But I don't know what to say because I don't know. I hit 10 people yesterday, like last night. So I woke up to a couple texts and I got, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, great.
Like, I was like, all right. And then a couple other people go, yeah, well, you know, he might be easily controllable, unlike, say, Deuce Staley.
Okay. Now, a tweet that made me laugh yesterday, and I responded to it. It was from Jeff McClain and somebody that he spoke to about Nick Sirianni. He said, you know, hard worker, good guy, blah, blah, blah. And then in the tweet, it said, categorize him as smart, fairly smart, but not that smart.
What? Really?
And I was like, that's my middle name. Andrew, fairly smart, but not that smart, Salchunas.
Smarter than Doug?
I would hope so.
All right.
But anyways, so I woke up thinking, who the hell is Nick Sirianni? That was one of my morning thoughts. But the other, and I didn't tell you about this, but I'm keeping track of something today. And I will tell you at the end of the show how many different ways people have said the name Sirianni on the show today.
Yeah, I heard a couple Sorianos, like Alfonso Soriano.
Yeah. So far on the midday program, Cuz Radio.
Yes.
Sirianni, which is two different ways to say it.
Hey, you know.
Hey.
It's like I've heard people say, now it's, pronounce my word, my name. Gargano or Gargano.
Well, it's still two pronunciations. But then also we have a Siriano so far today.
I heard the Siriano. So Alfonso Siriano.
That's the three we got so far. And I will keep track as the show goes on. Obviously, it's a lock that a Sirianni's will be mentioned at some point today.
Yeah.
Right. So that was morning thought 1B.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
My secondary thought was, damn, the Flyers are really good. I know they lost last night and they blew the lead. But
Tuukka Rask was unreal.
He was. And listen, Boston controlled the third period.
Yes, they did.
Right. But I looked at the Flyers, I was like, oh man. You know, their power play is lethal. And listen, Boston came all the way back. Took the lead, right? They go from 2-0 to 2-2, 3-2 Flyers, 3-3, 4-3 Bruins, and then Flyers come all the way back, right, on the power play to tie it, and then they had a scintillating overtime.
They controlled overtime, but my God, right? Rask was just unreal.
He was. And he loses a shootout, but I was like, wow, that team is good.
Flyers losing a shootout? Shocker.
But they're good, man.
Yeah, they are a good team. They're a good team. Now, morning thought number two for me, Ant. I felt bad this morning. I was just thinking about the show yesterday. And I think I went a little far in the Simmons. I legitimately woke up this morning feeling guilty. Now, I will not change how I feel. I'm disappointed in how he's playing. I'm not just going to be patient. I was going back and forth with another Andrew on Twitter yesterday. He was upset with how hard I was on the guy. And
you were creepish.
Yeah, I know, and I feel bad about it. Now, he kept on saying, you got to be patient. I can't be patient anymore. I'm not saying get him out of here, trade him for a bag of balls. I'm not there. You've heard me. I say it's got to be Beal, Levine, or Harden, or he stays here. I'm not trading him for just anyone. But I can't go Cowardly Lion anymore. I played Wizard of Oz yesterday.
I know you did.
And I feel guilty about it.
Oh, but here's what's worse, is that you go Tin Lion, and I chastise you for doing that, and then they put me in a Ben cult.
Benanon.
Yeah, they said I was Benanon. That I was in the Ben Simmons cult.
Yes.
Only because I didn't join you in the Tin Lion mock job. So, that's a bleep use.
Yeah, see, I felt like I legitimately woke up this morning. I was sipping my cup of coffee. I was like, it's probably a good thing the Sixers didn't play last night because I probably would have kept on going. I think I have a little clearer head today. Until he puts up like 10 tonight, maybe I go off tomorrow, but I went too far yesterday, and I would like to issue a public apology. Right. You still got to bring more.
Yeah, obviously.
But I went low-hanging fruit yesterday.
Obviously.
That's bad work by me.
All right. Here it was. Morning thoughts.
I got one more for you, man. I keep bringing it. I got all kinds of thoughts. Should I grow the hair out?
No.
No?
You look like Ozark.
I'm watching a lot of hockey right now, and I see all the lettuce, and yeah. I'm like, that must be nice.
All right.
Because I have...
Knock yourself out.
Last time I got my haircut was October 5th.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't really care what you do with your... Like, you know, you should never ask another man about your hair.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like...
Oh, don't just keep going. Do I go hockey season? Lettuce.
Knock yourself out. Bro, like, my thing is this. Whoever makes you happy.
All right, thanks, man. All right? I appreciate it.
You know, I never judge another man on what they do. You know, what you got to do, man. Right. I don't care. Like, yeah, I really don't care.
Thanks, so, man. I appreciate it.
Shave your hair, grow it out. God bless. Enjoy yourself.
I appreciate it, man.
That's your morning thoughts. That's the only thoughts I thought about was, who the hell's Nick Sirianni? What am I going to say? I have no concept. And this is the first time there's a story this big in Philadelphia, and I have nothing to say other than, I don't know. Three words. I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.